This is Earth and Sky. Albert Einstein wrote of gravity as the bending of space and time itself by massive objects.
In the bent space around a star or a galaxy, light can't travel in a straight line. It has to follow a curved line through curved space. We spoke with Lilia Williams, an astronomer at the University of Minnesota at Minneapolis. She studies massive galaxies that bend light in a big way, a phenomenon known as gravitational lensing.
In many respects, it is similar to a lens that you can make out of a piece of glass, in the sense that a gravitational lens can focus light from distant objects and make an object that you're looking at appear brighter than it would otherwise. It can also multiply image a distant background source, meaning you can see more than one image of a distant source than you would otherwise.
In 1979, double images of extremely distant objects called quasars caught the eye of astronomers. The double images were separated by much more than was predicted. Astronomers realized the separation was caused by a massive intervening galaxy acting as a gravity lens.
Part of the matter in the lensing galaxy might be invisible. It might be what's called dark matter. By studying many gravity lenses, Williams hopes to map the distribution of dark matter throughout the universe.
Our thanks to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.